Out of Bounds with Daniel Leach and Alan Crane on Radio West.
Out of Bounds with Daniel Leach and Alan Crane. Triple M.
We mentioned last week, Cogenup getting a 10-point win. The rest of the teams, they're all in action this weekend.
They are, and there's a new coach at Southerners, and his name's Tim Lister.
Tim Lister, is it?
Do we do that again?
Oh, no. No, we're going to continue.
How's that introduction, Tim?
Thanks, guys. That's a pretty good introduction.
Sure, Tim. Go with that. Yeah. Hey, Tim, you know, Southerners last year, winners, happy people. You come in. What do you need to change at Southerners?
Oh, look, mate, well, it's been a bit of a change. Obviously, Scotty Roach doing it the last couple of years. Mm. I think Scotty had a look at his record, and he's actually won more finals than he's coached losses. So
yes.
He obviously wanted to protect that record a little bit, and he's actually given his first handball in his career, and new handball to coach gig off to me. So I've had to step back into the fold, and yeah, we'll have a crack at it.
Scott KB Roach, there you go, because Kevin Bartlett never handballed, and obviously Scotty never did the same. How have you found the preseason? Because, I mean, these sort of things, they come around really quickly. We sort of mentioned it off air that it feels like it's just come around quickly. How has the preseason gone for you guys?
Yeah, look, preseason's gone really well. Our local guys who are down here, you know, they've been putting in the hard yards, as they always do, and you know, it's just exciting now that round one's here and we get to get out there and play some fair-dinkum footy.
A bit of changing of the guard down there, Tim, but you've got some pretty exciting young fellas coming through. Mm. Who are you expecting to progress even further?
Oh, look, the biggest excitement in our young blokes we've got is still actually playing Colts, but I plan on getting them in and playing league footy whenever we can. Yeah, we've got a couple of young blokes, Kai Jasper and Teddy Baker. They played their first game of Colts last week and both tore it apart. So as soon as we can get them into a league game, Kai played a couple of games last year, actually, and as a 15-year-old, and, you know, does not look out of place at all on a league football field. So really looking forward to getting them guys in for a bit more of a run. And then, you know, all of our young blokes who they've probably played, you know, 50, 60 league games now in Tommy Hawkins and Trent Fox and Dale McRae and these boys. They're seasoned footballers at early 20s. So, you know, we're really looking forward to them just taking more of a leadership role and progressing on with their careers.
You've had, as Dan said, you've had a fair bit of success down there. Is it hard to keep the hunger up going with the players now they've tasted that glory, or do you find they're just as enthusiastic as ever?
Oh, look, I think it's always that. You know, once you've reached the top of the mountain, I suppose, a lot of guys, and, you know, for a lot of our senior blokes, like Tommy Collins, I think, you know, he's probably played in, I think, four or five lower southwest flags now, plus a couple when he was up at Carey Park, two or three, I can't remember up there. I've lost count. He's played in that many. But, you know, for guys like that, I've really tried to come up with a new way of challenging those blokes this year. And, look, we're going to be trying a number of different things this season. I'm going to be putting a bit of pressure on different blokes in different areas to, you know, just really, really see if we can evolve and, you know, and continue with a bit more success.
Can I take you back to Grand Final Day last year? Do you remember much from it? Good day, obviously, but do you remember much from post-celebrations or anything?
Look, it's a bit patchy at times there. But
who was best on ground? Come on.
Oh, well, look, you know,
I think there's a bit of, okay.
I actually didn't get a kick, so I definitely wasn't.
Yeah, I know that. No, we were watching. Don't worry, Tim. It's all right.
Oh, no.
I think there was a bit of a conspiracy that Tommy Collins didn't actually get
yes.
it. I think Harvey voted for someone else because if Tommy had got it again, they would have had to change the name of the medal. So
Trent Fox was very good that day.
Oh, look, Trento's been fantastic for the last 2 years, you know, and for a bloke who's 6'6", he picks it up off the ground better than 5'6" blokes, and, you know, and just doesn't get beat in the air. So,
yeah.
Yeah, Trino is a pretty special talent, and I'm pretty happy that he's fronting up again for us this year.
It was one thing that was one of the great things I remember of Grand Final Day watching, and Trent Fox, as Tim just said, so agile, so just able to do just about anything on the ground, which was amazing to see. And if Trent's obviously continuing on this year, yeah, take that.
What's that, sorry?
Obviously, Trent's going to continue on this year and he's going to be a big part of the team, yeah?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. You know, with Trino holding down a key defensive post, we can just really build a solid defensive unit around him, you know? Mm. And as you've seen with him, you know, you put him on a big, put him on a small, he can do anything.
Yeah.
Now, if I've done my homework right, which I probably haven't.
Here we go.
It's a home grand final down there this year too, I think.
Yeah, that's right, yep.
So
yeah,
you did do me homework. There you go, you do well.
Yeah, got the grand final in Pemby this year. So, you know, obviously there's a hell of a lot of footy to go between now and then. But I think this club down here, whenever there's a home grand final coming up, they always always make us aware of it early on. So the last two or three, I think we've actually won at the home grand final. So you know we've got a fair bit of work to do, but that's certainly. You know, something we'll be striving to get a crack at.
Now, a big game this weekend, kicks your season off.
Yeah.
How are you going to get them?
Oh, look, I think one thing with us, and, you know, we've always been pretty good at our contested footy, pretty solid with the hardball gets and that sort of thing. So, you know, we plan on bringing the pressure there, and we've been working pretty hard in the pre-season just to add a few more feathers to the cap in terms of, you know, our ball movement. So it's always going to be interesting to come up against Impies. They've got, you know, they're really well coached, and you know, I'm sure Spaz has got guys up there firing, and they'll be pretty hungry to get a bit of payback early in the season. So we're going to have to be at our best, and you know, we're preparing for a good battle.
Well, should grand final, grand final rematch is always good fun, especially when it's the first game of the season, and that is the case. Imperials Southerners at Imperials 2:15 Saturday. Of course, the Colts and Reserves before that, as well as part of round two officially of the Lower South West Footy League. The coach, Timmy Lister from Southerners, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck for your first game as coach this weekend, sir.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Thanks a lot.
Out of Bounds, Triple M.
The local view on everything footy. Out of Bounds on Radio West.